Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Friday, July 22nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. World Vision provides relief to the hardest hit by flooding in Gujarat State. A tsunami may have killed thousands, but it grows the church. And prison ministry gets a vital boost from a Bible Translation Outreach Center. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in India's Gujarat State. Massive flooding followed torrential monsoon rains just 3 weeks ago that left hundreds of thousands homeless with no access to clean water. And now there's the threat of malaria. World Vision's Manoj Chauhan details their response.
We have distributed some 20,000 food packets and 70,000 safe drinking water pouches were distributed. And 16,000 children were provided milk immediately from the different districts. Not only this, but more than 3,000 people, households, were given tarpaulin.
Chauhan says beyond the humanitarian relief, there were spiritual and emotional needs that needed to be met.
Volunteers also came from the different church network and from the World Vision staff itself. And we gathered a team of around 30 people, day and night worked, and we just reached in the different parts of the city and the rural areas. I think this is a big impact in terms of the Christian love as such.
Next, the church is growing in India, and it's a direct result of the tsunami. MNN's Greg Yoder is in the tsunami zone with this report.
As word of the tsunami spread in Tamil Nadu, churches with Gospel for Asia went into action providing food, water, clothing, and most importantly, Christ's love. District overseer with GFA says a local pastor is responding in another way.
He is conducting a special counseling meeting for the tsunami victims. For that, he has arranged the auditorium. Every Sunday, he's gathering hundreds of people together, giving comfortable messages from the Bible to them. He's offering special prayer for them.
According to Pastor Sam, the people have also responded.
In 10 different places, we're able to establish fellowships. In 10 different places, we have worship services now. These fellowship groups are going to be very strong churches in the near future.
Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Tamil Nadu, India.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Philippines is sending peacekeeping troops to violence-wrecked Haiti in preparation for elections later this year. World Hope International has ministry work in Haiti, but it's been hampered, says World Hope's Ann Odell.
One of the things that's happening is that because of the political unrest, because of the floods that came last fall, and because of now the hurricane threat, a lot of these things are being thwarted because we can't get into the rural areas where we really want to go to help the people.
The staff there are all national Haitian believers committed to making a difference for Christ in their own country, no matter what instability comes.
Despite the fact that there's a lot going on politically and there's a lot of danger, our staff is determined to continue to meet not only the physical needs, but also the spiritual needs of people as they minister there.
Pray for peace in Haiti and protection for the World Hope staff. Meanwhile, Sammy Tippett Ministries is preparing a massive outreach to Brazil in August. They'll be taking 75 people on a 10-day mission trip to the city of Brasilia, the political heart of Brazil. There, the team will minister in slums, prisons, schools, youth groups, and churches, sharing the hope of Christ with those they meet. The trip will culminate with a crusade where Sammy Tippett will share the good news of Jesus Christ. Pray that God will prepare people's hearts to be transformed by the gospel. And the World Bible Translation Center says they're celebrating ministry with prison outreaches. Prison chaplains and leaders of these ministries have found that the reading level of the majority of prison inmates is lower than the average reader. That means that traditional translations are too difficult to understand, but that changes with the center's easy-to-read version in English or Spanish. Because the inmates are able to understand the text better, God's Word can reach their minds and hearts. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample to subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.